on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight, live from Gilbertsville Mount Upton Central School, as we have a boys matchup tonight between the Raiders and the visiting Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats. Want to welcome everybody into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Stop in today for a wide variety of high-quality vehicles, expert service department, and very affordable rentals. Cork and the crew wish the best to all coaches, players, and fans here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is property of Section 4 and WCDO Radio. All rebroadcasts or republication of this event without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And, well, a little bit of a different tune here tonight. We were supposed to be up in Worcester for a girls' contest tonight, a rivalry game between Worcester and Skenevis. But this ice storm canceled some area schools, including Worcester and Skenevis. I think they got hit a little bit harder up there on the hills with the ice, so they closed school today. So we quickly at WCDO had to change gears here tonight, and we decided to stop up here to GMU. I was here this morning dropping off an award for GMU junior guard Hunter Lockwood, and everybody was so excited about this game, the Tri-Valley versus the MAC tonight, Class D, Class C. And it's kind of fun when you have teams that aren't in the same league and they get together like this. So there was a real buzz about this game. So when I found out there was a snow day for Worcester and Skenevis, I said, you know what, I'll come back up here to GMU tonight and get this one on the radio. So last time we saw BG and GMU was both last week. We saw the GMU Raiders in a game last Wednesday over at Franklin. GMU prevailed in the fourth quarter, ended up winning by about 15 points. And that was a really close game up until that point. But GMU pulled away thanks to Hunter Lockwood as well as Andy Baker really coming alive from behind the three-point arc late in that game. We saw BG and Unitego last Thursday. That game was down in Bainbridge. And I thought BG looked really good. You know, they had a tough start to the year. They had a very tough schedule. But they've really kind of settled in. And when you have the big athletic guards that they have in Trevor Holoquist, Pete Wiemet, Sean Jones, I mean, they're a dynamic group. As they're going through the layup line here tonight, Jones and Wiemet are routinely going up skying for slam dunks and putting it home. So they're an athletic group. We already know that. I wonder tonight if GMU has the edge on the inside. You look at Ethan Butts and Mackenzie Clune. They are two very athletic big guys. So I think it could be a battle won here tonight on the glass and see who rebounds a little better. I know Mackenzie Clune was out for GMU's last game with an injury. He's back tonight. Wondering how effective he'll be. I think we'll know pretty early on. But he's a tough kid. Knows how to play through the pain. He's a football player. And so I think that'll be very interesting to see how he reacts tonight. Also to see how the guard play of GMU handles the guard play of BG. We said it's kind of the monster here for BG and Jones, Alequist, and Wiemet. And you have to add Xavier Cherniak into that as well. He's a very talented guard as just a junior. So how can GMU handle that pressure? Of course, you have Hunter Lockwood, as we said, our award winner for the WCDO Talbot Insurance Agency MVP last week. He's a great guard, and you can put him in any pressure situation. He's going to be able to handle it. Very good dribbler. So we'll have to see how that handles here tonight. Of course, GMU is on a mission. They are 10-2. They're sitting in fourth place in the league right now in the Tri-Valley, trying to up that status within the top four, trying to really get in there and solidify that top four playoff spot. For BG, they're still on the outside looking in for the top four. And we're going to have updated MAC standings tomorrow, so that'll be interesting as well to see really where they're sitting. I think they got to be sitting in about fourth, fifth, sixth place right now. So they might be on the outside looking in, but they're a team that could certainly make some noise and I think play with anybody in the league. So BG is a tough team, and it'll be fun here tonight to see two teams that are doing well in their respective leagues battle it out here tonight. Well, it's the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork is a proud sponsor here of local athletics. He was a big-time supporter of GMU and still is over the last couple of years as he had some family members here playing for the Raiders, so that was a lot of fun. Used to see him at a lot of Raiders games. And, of course, he supports all the local teams in the Tri-County area. So a big thank you to Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, of course, on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Set to be a great contest here tonight between the Raiders and the visiting BG Bobcats, the Class D Raiders from the Tri-Valley and the Class C Bobcats from BG. We are going to take a quick break, pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups, and we'll be right back to GMU for the Raiders and the Bobcats here on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs. But we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is courtesy of SFCU. And you can go back anytime on our game audio archive and just click on the game that you're looking for right there on WCDOsports.com. Download it for free. Listen back anytime. That's all courtesy of SFCU. Let's get into our starting lineups here. First four visiting BG. The boys are coached by Brad Aldrich this year. A junior wearing number 4, Xavier Cherniak. A senior number 13, Sean Jones. A junior number 14, Trevor Hallequist. A senior number 15, Pete Wiemet. Also a senior number 31, Tyler Johnson. On the other side for GMU and head coach Greg Bonskowski, a junior wearing number 2, Hunter Lockwood. A junior number 14, Bryant Hill. A junior number 21, Ethan Butts. A senior number 23, Andy Baker. And a junior number 33, Mackenzie Clune. So both these teams have some underclassmen who will be back next year. You look at GMU, they are only going to be losing Andy Baker. That's their lone senior on this roster. So you might be returning, you know, Lockwood, Hill, Clune, Butts. So that's huge for GMU next year. But they're concentrating on this year right now. No worries about that. So GMU is in the home white uniforms tonight. The royal blue and the gold trim says Raiders in blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. BG is in the road navy blue uniforms with the white and the Carolina blue trim. Says Bobcats in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. As we get set to go, they are finishing up the starting lineups here for GMU as Mackenzie Clune gets announced. Again, missed the last game with an injury, but is cleared to play here tonight and is ready to go. I'm sure the GMU faithful will be happy to see him back out on the floor. He's a big piece of this offense, and, boy, just super athletic out there for the Raiders. So both teams back in their respective huddles, getting the final instructions here tonight for this non-leaguer between the Raiders and the Bobcats. Good crowd here at GMU settling in. Had a good JV game. GMU coming out on top 46-41. Came right down to the wire there in the fourth quarter before GMU pulled away. So an exciting finish to the JV contest. BG will be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off here tonight. GMU right to left. Sean Jones will go for the tip for Bainbridge Guilford. And for Gilbertsville Mount Upton, it will be Ethan Butts. So both these teams with some good size out there as well. So this is, should be a good battle. Again, I think tonight could be a battle that is one on the glass. Butts will win the opening tip and feeds one to Hunter Lockwood on the right side. And GMU, again, going right to left, will start things off. Bobcats come out on defense in a 2-3. Here's Hunter Lockwood down low for Butts. Little give and go back for Lockwood, top of the key for three. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound for BG. and Hallequist back down the floor on the right side. Hallequist at the top of the key. Passing one for Sean Jones, left side, tries to go down low, tipped out of there by GMU, but back to Cherniak, lost control of it, and now an outlet pass to Butts as GMU comes back down the floor. Now for Bryant Hill, and back safely into the hands of Hunter Lockwood. We're 20 seconds in, and it's 0-0. GMU starts the offense here as the Bobcats have switched up to man-to-man. GMU down low with McKenzie Clune. Turnaround shot in the paint is short, rebound for Hallequist. And Hallequist will look to walk it up the floor, closely guarded here, and now GMU will back off. GMU settling in on defense here in a zone. Looks like a 3-2. Outlet pass to the left side here for Sean Jones. Takes it to the bucket, no good. Butts with a rebound, and the outlet pass here to Hill. Hill ahead for Hunter Lockwood. Still scoreless with 6:50 to go in the first quarter tonight on CDO. It's the GMU boys hosting Bainbridge Guilford. Step back shot for Lockwood, top of the key. No good off the back of the rim. Back out for Butts. Now for Lockwood to Andy Baker on the left side. Gets tied up with Hallequist, and a jump ball is going to give it back to the Bobcats. So still a scoreless game with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. Both teams with good looks, but nobody has been able to convert just yet. BG again gets the ball in, going left to right. They will cross the GMU logo at midcourt with Cherniak. Finding Hallequist in the corner now for Jones, who tried to go down low, and McKenzie Clune punches that one out of play. And possession will remain with BG. 6.5 to go first quarter, still scoreless between the Bobcats and the Raiders. Hallequist with the ball underneath the glass will get it in deep for Cherniak, who just gets it in before Lockwood could get his mitts on that one. Left side, outside the three-point line for Cherniak. To the high post, now they'll zip it down low for Johnson up off the glass, and good for Tyler Johnson. He snuck behind the defense, and the backdoor pass gets to him. BG comes out with a full-court press. Now to the middle of the floor, it's intercepted by Hallequist as GMU tried to break it. Hallequist at the top of the key with a 2-0 lead for BG 2 minutes into the game. Hallequist straightaway three, rattles out. Ball is loose on the floor, tipped out of bounds, and will stay with BG. With 5:55 to go first quarter. Both teams a little cold to start this one off. BG with Hallequist will inbound along the baseline on the right side as they go left to right. Sean Jones in the corner, back out now for Cherniak, who wants to set up the offense. They leave him wide open, doesn't look for a shot. Instead, we'll go to the high post for Johnson. They'll zip it to the left corner for Jones. Deep three, left it short. Hallequist a rebound, and he's fouled. With 5:42 to go in the first quarter, this will be the first foul of the evening. And this one is going to be on McKenzie Clune. Trevor Hallequist will go to the line. His first, team's first. No fouls on BG so far. So Hallequist will step to the line for BG with 5:42 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 lead for the Bobcats, and Hallequist leaves this one short. Not enough spice on that one, and it died on the front rim. Second one coming here for Hallequist in this contest tonight between GMU and BG. And the second one for Hallequist is good. So Trevor Hallequist gets his first bucket of the night, and BG leads 3-0 with 5:40 to go in the first quarter. GMU looking to break this press. This time they do for Lockwood. Bounce pass down low for Clune. The layup is good. Great look there from Lockwood to Clune, and he finishes it off. And it's 3-2 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Cherniak back up the floor, crosses the half-court timeline, and to the left side he goes. Now back across for Hallequist, down low for Wiemet. Turnaround in the lane is good. And Pete Wiemet, his first bucket of the night. Nice little turnaround baby hook makes it 5-2 BG on top of GMU with 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Lockwood crosses half court as GMU in the white with the blue and gold goes right to left for Baker. Downtown dials long distance, and Andy Baker nails a tray to tie it up at 5 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bobcats back across the timeline to the top of the key. Floating one for Hallequist, left side. GMU sitting in the zone. Now they pass down low for Sean Jones. Up off the glass and good. Clune played that one good on defense, but Sean Jones was right there to put it in to make it 7-5. Butts down the left side of the floor. Butts back for Lockwood outside the three-point line. Looking for options here as he sets up the offense. Cherniak is guarding Lockwood as he skates into the left side corner. Skips it across for Clune, and he's fouled by Wiemet at the foul line. Nice job by Clune to step in there, and Wiemet was just about a half a step too slow and slapped him on the wrist. With 5:25 to go in the first quarter, it's 7-5. BG on top of Gilbertsville Mount Upton. They get it in. Baker left side three. Dives on the front rim. No good. And a rebound for Bainbridge Guilford. Outlet pass to Hallequist. He looks to run in transition. And let's see. Yes, a traveling call on Hallequist. I thought maybe I got a laugh at that one. I thought he was going to sneak through because he sandwiched his way through two defenders, picked up his dribble, and looked like he was going to get away with it for a second, but the Zebra Crew caught him there. They don't miss much. And he gets called for the travel. Ball back to GMU. It's BG 7, GMU 5 with 4:10 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Lockwood to the left side. We'll pass one off for Bryant Hill into the far side for Baker. Another three. Rattles out. One was about halfway down. Went around the world before it popped free. BG back up the floor with 3:55 to go first quarter. Hallequist left side. Outside the three-point line. Hallequist gets deep in the paint. Pulls up. No. Passes down low, but it's intercepted here by Baker, and he's back up the floor. Baker picks up his dribble, dumps one off for Lockwood, who sets up the offense back down the left side of the floor. With 3:40 to go first quarter, still a two-point game. BG up 7-5. Lockwood with a pass into traffic, taken away by the Bobcats on a steal. And Sean Jones will put the brakes on and set up the offense as he gets the ball safely back to Hallequist. Right back to Jones. They try to go down low again for Johnson. Overthrows him and out of bounds. BG is trying to force it down low, but that interior defense by GMU has been pretty good. And that's about the third pass I've seen get thrown away by BG as they try to get it down into the post. Ball tapped out of bounds as GMU tried to get it in. Stays with the Raiders with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. And now they'll break it here with Mackenzie Clune down the right side of the floor. Trying to go coast to coast. Misses the right-handed layup. And BG back the other way off the rebound. 3:10 to go in the first quarter. It's 7-5. BG on top of GMU. On the road here tonight at Gilbertsville Mount Upton. Cherniak at the top of the key. Will pass down low. No, 3 seconds on Johnson. And it's a game of turnovers right now. Both teams playing hot potato, it looks like. And they'll get the ball back this time for GMU. Lockwood back for Baker down the right side of the floor. And ahead now for Bryant Hill. Hill with a bounce pass down low for Clune. Back out for Lockwood. Wants to spot up for three. Holds on to it. Doesn't pull the trigger. Now goes back down low for Clune. Couldn't hold on to it. Ball out of bounds, but Clune was able to jump through the air, throw it back inbounds off the leg of Tyler Johnson and keep it with the Raiders. That just shows how athletic Mackenzie Clune is. GMU will save that possession there. They go down low for Baker. Now back out for Hill. Deep three, right corner. No good. Way off. And a rebound here for the Bobcats. Sean Jones going full speed down the floor for Weimann. Up off the glass and good for Pete Weimann, who now has 4 points. And it's 2:25 to go in the first quarter, and BG leads 9-5. Now for Ethan Butts, and a finger roll, Dr. J style in the paint there for Butts, and right back to a two-point game. It's BG 9 and GMU 7 with 2:10 to go in the first quarter to the high post. A steal, though, by Mackenzie Clune. GMU is off and running. Ahead for Lockwood, up off the glass, and he's fouled. Can't get the layup to go. Very similar game here tonight for Lockwood as we saw last week. He was cold to start that game against Franklin and then really heated up once they got into the second half. He's still looking for his first points of the game here. We'll see if he can grab it here from the charity stripe. So Lockwood to the line. First shot is up and good for the junior guard, again, who was our WCDO Talbot Insurance Agency MVP for the boys last week for our weekly award. Second one coming here for Lockwood, and it's up and good. So Lockwood with 2 points ties this game up at 9 with 2:05 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats back up the floor. Cherniak crosses the GMU logo at midcourt. Right side for Hallequist. Back across left side for Jones for three. No good. Butts rips down a rebound. Outlet pass here to Lockwood. Lockwood back up the floor on the right side. Puts on the brakes. Behind the back dribble. Pump fakes on a three. Finds Baker for a long two. Can't get it to go down. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by GMU. And back to BG with a minute 42 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Always want to welcome our listeners listening around the globe, I should say. I know sometimes we get some international family listeners. So always fun to have you along here for our local Tri-County basketball games. Weimann down low in the paint. Can't get it to go. Rebound GMU. And Lockwood up the floor right side. A long pass ahead for Butts. It was touched by BG, then went through the hands of Butts and out of bounds. So GMU trying to run and gun there, and the bounce doesn't go their way. Out of bounds back to BG. A minute 20 to go in the first quarter. We're tied 9-9 between the Bobcats and the Raiders here tonight at GMU. Cherniak is over the half-court timeline. Ball is tipped, but it goes to Tommy Palmateer, who's just checked into the game. Now for Hallequist. Back for Palmateer. Feeds one down low, but it's tipped away, and the Raiders with a steal. Butts with an outlet pass to Hill, and ahead now for Baker for GMU. His pass is tipped out of bounds, though, by Cherniak. We'll stay with the Raiders with a minute 5 left. So Tommy Palmateer into the game, as well as Kyle Rideout for BG. GMU still with the starting 5. You see the Raiders go with the starting 5 for a majority of the game. When they do sub in, they usually go to Gavin Bonskowski, the 8th grader. Lockwood, right side for 3 as he gets the ball inbounds, and it's no good. Rebound for Hollequist, who slips on the floor, then catches his balance and brings it back up the floor. Passes down low, a laser to Palmateer, who lays it up and in. Tommy Palmateer catches the bullet there from Hollequist and finishes it off. And BG leads GMU 11-9 with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lockwood is back up the floor, crosses half court, he's at the top of the key. Sets up the offense and goes for Hill on the right side. Now back for Baker. 30 seconds left in the quarter, and we'll have a foul here on Sean Jones, who connects hard there with Clune. And so that will be the third team foul on Bainbridge-Guilford, first on Jones. So the team foul situation, BG with 3, GMU with 1. And here is Hill, gets it up top for Lockwood at the top of the key, right back for Hill. And again to Lockwood as they set it up. They could play for the last shot of the quarter if they want. Baker now for Butts at the high post. 20 seconds left in the quarter, knocked out of bounds by BG. Shot clock is off, so the Raiders will inbounds on the far side of the court. Here with Bryant Hill. He'll toss one in for Lockwood. 15 seconds to go, first quarter. GMU trailing 11-9. Into the corner for Baker, and now for Butts. Back out for Lockwood. Smells a three-pointer, but instead passes off for Baker. 6 seconds to go in the quarter. Across for Hill. Spots up for 3. Got it. Bryant Hill dials long distance. And GMU is going to take a 12-11 lead out of the first quarter. We got a ball game, folks. Again, end of the first quarter. GMU 12, BG 11. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
GMU with the ball to start the second quarter here on their home floor. GMU boys leading BG 12-11. Lockwood for 3, left side, got it. And Lockwood has got 5. He was left wide open, and GMU has their biggest lead of the game, 15-11, with 7:35 to go in the second quarter. And now a steal. No, taken right back for BG. This is Sean Jones. Baseline drive up and in. Sean Jones muscling his way down low into the paint and scores from the right low block, cutting it back to a two-point game. GMU 15 and BG 13. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO. Glad to have you along. Also on WCDOsports.com. Great night to stay home and listen to a ball game, right? Down low for Butts at the right low block, and he's fouled by Wiemet, who just got a piece of him on the baseline with 7:10 to go in the second quarter. So this will be the fourth foul as a team on BG here in the first half and the second on Wiemet. So we'll see if BG goes to the bench or not to protect him from a third foul. Steal by Hollequist now as GMU gets it back in. Hollequist trying to go coast to coast, and he does. Finishes that one off. Hollequist now with 3 points total, and we're tied up at 15 with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Lockwood over the midcourt timeline. Dribbles to the left side, picks up his dribble, goes back for Hill. Into the corner now for Baker. Wants that three, takes it, misses. Rebound, loose on the floor. Wiemet couldn't hold on to it, slipped through his fingertips, rolls out of bounds, and stays with GMU. 6:45 to go in the second quarter, knotted up at 15. Wiemet is going to go to the bench Kyle Rideout will come back in, and you're kind of forced to do that. He's got two fouls, got to keep him out there for protection. GMU gets it in, Butts with a long two-pointer off the back of the rim, no good, but the Raiders chase down the rebound. And here is Lockwood to the left side. The junior point guard passes off now for Bryant Hill. Hill with a dribble drive to the right side for Baker. Thought about a three, but Hallequist was right there in his grill, and he can't get it off. Back for Hill, who fires up a three. That's way off, no good, and a rebound here for the Bobcats. Jones back up the floor for Hallequist. Hallequist at the top of the key. GMU settling in on 2-3 on defense. Now for Palmateer. Dribble drive, pump fakes. Looking for options. Back out for Rideout for three. No good. Palmateer with a rebound. Puts it back up. Partially blocked. And GMU comes away with a Kloon. Got a piece. Back down the floor for GMU as they go right to left. They're in the home white uniforms with the blue trim. Bobcats are in the navy blue away uniforms with the white trim. Lockwood to the right side of the floor as GMU goes right to left. Back across for Baker. Left side three is off to the right side. Kloon, a rebound. Blocked by Johnson. Ball still loose on the floor, and GMU comes away. Kloon throws up another jumper, and it's no good. And finally, the loose ball comes free for BG. Back down the right side of the floor. Stolen back, though, by GMU, and the turnover game continues. Lockwood down the left side of the floor finally puts on the brakes with 5:25 to go in the second quarter, and GMU takes a timeout to talk things over. We're knotted up at 15 between GMU and BG with 5:23 to go before the half. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mark Talbot and his staff wish all area teams good luck this season, especially the Morris Mustangs and GMU Raiders. Certified Auto is your local dealer for an amazing selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, minivans, and more. Browse their inventory online at CertifiedOneonta.com. Don't see what you like? Let the Certified Auto sales team find it for you. Call 433-2366. That's 433-2366. Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, your home for great deals.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Raiders with the ball, and Lockwood again wide open on the left side, drains it for three. He's got 8 points. That's a game high, and GMU takes the lead 18-15. Left side of the floor here for Palmateer, who dribble drives, puts it in, and Tommy Palmateer with 4 points. And it's 18-17. Back up the floor for GMU. Lockwood into the paint, fall away jumper, no good. Rebound for Butts, back out. Baker for three, no good. And chasing down the rebound, here is BG's Trevor Hallequist. He chases it back up the floor. Hallequist picks up his dribble in a bad spot, now gets it back to Cherniak, safely into the hands of Hallequist on the right side. With 4.5 to go in the second quarter, GMU leads 18-17. Now for Rideout on the right side. His shot is off the mark, and a rebound for GMU. And the big guy, Ethan Butts, skies for the rebound, windexes the glass, and brings it down. Lockwood back up the floor to the left side. Now for Gavin Bonskowski, who's into the game. Dribble drive, his shot is off the mark, and a rebound on the loose ball here for the Bobcats. Bonskowski, just an eighth grader, playing for his dad, head coach Greg Bonskowski, for the Raiders. We hit 4 minutes to go before the halftime break. GMU with a one-point lead, 18-17, at home here tonight against BG. To the high post for Palmateer. Palmateer kicks one out for three. Hallequist got it. Hallequist nails the three-pointer. He's got 6 points. And BG retakes the lead 20-18 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Lockwood again back up the floor. Directing traffic here. Looks like the quarterback out there for GMU. Into the corner now for Bonskowski. Fires up a three. That's off the mark. Ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it here. And finally we'll have a tie-up and a jump ball. With 3:23 to go in the second quarter, possession arrow favors the Bobcats and gives the basketball back to them. Well, that was a good scramble for that ball down there in the paint, that's for sure. So BG will walk it up the floor here with Xavier Cherniak, and he'll get it to the high post for Palmateer. Good pump fake, goes up, blocked, swatted there by Ethan Butts of GMU. BG keeps it in their half of the court, though, to the top of the key for Cherniak. Wants that three-pointer, can't get it to go. Another rebound for Butts. Long outlet pass here to Bonskowski, who puts on the brakes and gets it back to Hunter Lockwood. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. GMU trailing 20-18 at home tonight against Bainbridge Guildford. Now into the right side corner here for Lockwood, who has a game high 8 points. Lockwood tries a dribble drive. It was deflected away there by Xavier Cherniak, and the officials getting together now. I think the one was kind of blocked from the view. Couldn't see who should have the ball, and they're going to get together, have a little conference here, and say it's going to stay with GMU, much to the dismay of BG head coach Brad Aldrich. So 2:45 to go, second quarter. It's 20-18. BG on top of GMU. Lockwood with the ball. 15 seconds left on the shot clock here on this possession for GMU. Back out for Bonskowski. Let's see how aware they are with 10 on the shot clock. Into the corner for Butts. Down to 5. Back out to Bonskowski. Now for Lockwood. Steps back in a tough spot. Throws up a 3. Can't get it to go. And BG comes away with the ball. And Sean Jones back up the floor. BG a 2-point lead with 2:20 to go before the halftime break. You'll want to stay tuned for the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report as well. Palmateer down low. Again knocked out of there by Ethan Butts. And Lockwood will pick up the loose change and bring it back up the floor. Little crossover, shakes off the defender, and gets it down low here for Ethan Butts. Butts at the left low block gets tied up, and looks like we'll have a jump ball. This time, the possession arrow keeps it with the Raiders. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, and as we expected here tonight, a close game between these two. Palmateer out of the game. Pete Wiemant is going to come back in, so he's playing with those two fouls. He's going to have to be careful. GMU gets the ball in, but knocked out of there by Wiemant as GMU tried to go to Clune. And so GMU will hold on to it. They will inbound the ball directly in front of the BG bench. They get one in for Lockwood on the left side of the floor. Lockwood with a dribble drive, 15 on the shot clock. Tries to go down low for Butts, off the glass, partially blocked, gets his own rebound, then lost it, ripped out of his hands, and they'll say last touched by GMU as Clune tried to save it. And the ball will go back to Bainbridge Guildford with a minute 50 to go in the second quarter. We got a tight one here tonight on CDO. BG boys trailing, or leading, I should say, by 2, 20-18. Looking to increase this lead as they go out for Sean Jones. Outside the 3-point line, now to Wiemant at the high post. Into the corner for Rideout, knocked out of there by Butts. By Butts, excuse me, that's 3 blocks by Ethan Butts on the last couple possessions. This one knocked out of bounds, last touch by BG, and the ball goes back to the Raiders. And the big fella doing the work of a man down low on defense. Back over the half-court timeline for Lockwood. Wants that dribble drive. He's got a lane. Takes it to the bucket. Lays it up and in. 10 points for Hunter Lockwood. And we're tied up 20-20 with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. And to the high post now for Wiemant. Wiemant wants a shot. Instead, we'll kick it out for Rideout for 3. No good. Ball is loose. Last touch by Clune on the rebound. With 1:05 to go in the second quarter. And this will be Xavier Cherniak looking to get it in. Bonskowski comes out of the game. Bryant Hill will check back in for GMU. Cherniak will be the inbounder for BG directly under the glass. They try to go down low here for Tyler Johnson. Hot Potato was knocked out of there. Somehow ends back up in the hands of Cherniak. He tries a 3. It's off the mark. No good. Baker with a rebound, but he stepped out of bounds on that far side. Ball back to the Bobcats with 56 seconds to go in the opening half. We're tied up at 20. BG is going to take a timeout. We'll step away as well. Again, 20-20 between GMU and BG right before the half. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney. Just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
56 seconds to go in the opening half. Live here from Gilbertsville, Mount Upton Central School. BG boys visiting tonight to take on the Raiders, and we're tied up at 20. It's been a great game here in the first half. Outside the 3-point line for Hallequist. Pump fakes on a 3. Steps in. Hallequist got it. Downtown, he's got 9, and BG leads 23-20 with 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Lockwood to the right side. Looking for options. Little dribble. Back up to the top of the key. Lockwood downtown. Got it. Lockwood's got 13. He's heating up. We're tied at 23. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Now for Sean Jones outside the three-point line. Back for Cherniak. Cherniak to the left side. Back for Hallequist, and Lockwood is right in his face. Hallequist in the corner now will feed it in to Weimann. His shot is short. Rebound for Clune. 10 seconds left. Clune slows it down. GMU looking for the last possession here of the second quarter. Gets it back to Lockwood. Across for Baker. NBA three, and it's an air ball out of bounds. I don't think he realized that he had a couple extra seconds on the clock. So the clock stops as the ball rolls out of bounds with .2 seconds left. So really no chance for BG to get this one up, I think. They're going to try the home run pass. It's tipped out of there by Butts. And we'll head to the halftime break. Tied up at 23 between the BG boys and the GMU boys. Great first half here between the Raiders and the Bobcats. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report and get you a look at the scoring summary from the first half between the Bobcats here and the Raiders. Should be a lot of fun in this second half. Could be a real nail-biter, I would say. Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Tied up at 23 at the half between BG and GMU here on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the improved Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mark Talbot and his staff wish all area teams good luck this season, especially the Morris Mustangs and GMU Raiders. Certified Auto is your local dealer for an amazing selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, minivans, and more. Browse their inventory online at CertifiedOneonta.com. Don't see what you like? Let the Certified Auto sales team find it for you. Call 433-2366. That's 433-2366. Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta, your home for great deals.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. It's our halftime break here, live from Gilbertsville Mount Upton High School tonight. 23-23 between the BG Bobcats, the visiting team here tonight, and the GMU Raiders, and it's time now for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, you can save instantly right at the pump with your Marabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. You can also call them at 563-HEAT. That's 5-6-3 Heat. So let's go through our scoring summary in the first half in this tied-up ball game, 23-23. First for GMU, the home team tonight, 13 points from Hunter Lockwood. He had a slow start, but much like he did last week against Franklin, started to heat up as the quarter went along. And so he has 13 points, and once he gets those three-pointers going, he had two in the first half. He can be deadly back there. Three points, for Andy Baker, and then two apiece for Bryant Hill, Ethan Butts, and Mackenzie Clune. So I think the big guys for GMU need to get going a little bit more on the offensive end of the floor between Clune and Butts. But I tell you, Butts had a whale of a first half, a couple of blocks. I'd say 3-4 blocks in that first half, and I'll have the full stats towards the end of the contest. But there was two or three possessions in a row where BG brought it in, got it inside, turned around, and Butts was right there to knock it out of bounds. So he's a big force down there, 6'5", 6'6". He's a monster. So between him and Clune, that's a good double-headed monster down low for sure. On the other side for BG, they are led by 9 points from Trevor Hallequist, 4 apiece from Sean Jones, Pete Wiemet, and Tommy Palmateer, 2 points for Tyler Johnson. And I give Tommy Palmateer some good credit. He came off the bench, always provides a spark of energy. He's great at that. He's just a guy that seems to be bouncing off the walls with energy whenever you see him, whether he's in the game or cheering or whatever. And he's a great kid. And he came off the bench, got a couple of big rebounds, a couple of big putback points, and that kept BG in it when they started to kind of fall behind a little bit. They were down 4. And then between Palmateer and Hallequist, they jumped right back into it. Hallequist seems to be finding his shot. He hit that three-pointer late in the second quarter there, and that really seemed to spark BG a little bit. So it's been a game of runs so far in this one. Early on, BG made a run, then GMU answered, then BG got some momentum back, and then GMU answered, and I thought BG made another small one there right at the end of the quarter. So it was really a game of runs. And as we talked about in the pregame show, it comes down to who rebounds the ball better. I think both teams are getting good looks. They're running their offenses well. They both look good. Points in transition have been good. I think it also could come down to who's a little smarter with the ball in transition. We did talk about several times how the ball was kind of a hot potato. They were turning it over, and then they get it back, turn it over again. So I think, ball control is something that these coaches might be talking about at halftime, and just quality possessions. You're always trying to hammer that home to your kids. Hey, take your time. You don't have to, fire up a three with, 25 seconds left in the shot clock. Just take your time a little bit. So, it's tough to hammer that home to the guys, but you're getting later in the season now, and they're starting to get into that rhythm a little bit there. So hopefully that will come through in the second half here. But these are two teams that are going to do very well this season in both the MAC and the Tri-Valley. A couple other special sponsors that we want to mention here tonight, including the Johnston Funeral Home of Morris and, of course, Certified Auto Outlet of Oneonta. They are both proud supporters of GMU athletics here and of all local athletics. And anytime we have a GMU or a Morris game, we like to get those two in. They are very great local sponsors, certified especially. They're kind of in with our Talbot Insurance Agency All-Star Award. Talbot Insurance is inside Certified Auto Outlet on Route 23 Southside in Oneonta. They offer high-quality farmers insurance. So if you're over there, stop in, see Greg Talbot and his team. Of course, if you've been following along this season, we've been doing a weekly basketball award with 5 All-Stars, an MVP, and a sleeper pick for both the boys and the girls. And so it's great. It's a real good way to recognize just kids who have a great performance. I mean, we have our Chobani Athlete of the Month, and we have other awards, especially our broadcast awards that we give every time we do a radio game. But just a nice way to recognize, maybe some schools that we don't get on the radio all the time, or a kid who just completely goes off, normally scores 2 or 4 points, and then has a game where they get 15 or 20, as we have our sleeper pick for. And the MVP each week gets a shirt courtesy of Talbot Insurance Agency and Farmers Insurance, and it's been great. The kids really like the shirts. We just got them this week. We've started passing them out. We have some great pictures on our Twitter and Instagram pages, so check those out today. The kids seem to be digging the shirts, and we'll continue to be handing those out throughout the next couple of weeks as we have some MVPs to catch up with from earlier in the season. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. It's our Marambato Energy Products Halftime Report. BG and GMU are tied up at 23 in a boys non-leaguer here tonight. Should be a great second half coming up on CDL.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios down in Sydney. Always a big thank you to Jim for helping us out with these sports broadcasts here throughout the week as we have a busy schedule. Well, on Friday, we'll be in Sydney as the UV boys come to town. That'll be our next radio game, so you can mark that down on the calendar. As we get set for the second half, BG will have the ball going right to left on your radio dial, and they'll pass it down low for Sean Jones. Back across left side for Hallequist for three. Got it. Trevor Hallequist into double figures now. He's got 12, and BG comes out of the locker room hot as they lead 26-23. GMU going left to right now in the home white uniforms with the blue and gold trim. Lockwood on the left side, a long two, pulls up and gets it. Lockwood now with 15, cuts it back to a one-point game, and you just have that feeling this one might go down to the wire. 7:20 to go in the third quarter. BG with the ball going right to left. Hallequist outside the three-point line and into the corner. Now here for Johnson, up off the glass, no good. Kloon with a rebound, gets tied up. And let's see, they're going to call a foul here on Xavier Cherniak. And I thought maybe they were going to get the jump ball as Cherniak just got his hands in there, but they got him for a little touch on the wrist. Second foul on Cherniak, first on BG in the second half. No fouls on GMU as we're only a minute in here to the third quarter. It's 26-25, BG on top, and now a steal for Hallequist. Down the right side of the floor, takes it to the bucket, up and in for Hallequist. And he's got 14. And BG back on a three-point lead, 28-25, with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Here's Hallequist at the top of the key, closely guarding Hunter Lockwood, who has the ball for GMU. Into the corner now for Baker. Baker, pump fakes, looking for options. Back off for Bryant Hill, who takes it to the bucket. Hill, a spot-up jumper, no good. Rebound here for BG. And back up the floor they come, but a steal right back by Hill. Hill gets it to Lockwood, and GMU will reset the offense with 6:25 to go in the third quarter. Back for Baker. Thought about a three, but doesn't pull the trigger. Holds on, gets it back to Lockwood with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. GMU trailing by three. Back for Baker. 20 on the shot clock. To the high post for Ethan Butts. Back out for Lockwood. Deep three. Rattles out. Kloon with a rebound. Puts it up, and he's fouled. 6:05 to go in the third quarter. GMU trailing 28-25, and McKenzie Kloon will go to the line. Kloon, we know, is a beast on the boards, but he can also put up some points at 26 in a game right after the Christmas break in that Oneonta Boys and Girls Club tournament. Only 2 points here tonight, so looking to get him going for GMU. First foul shot is good for Kloon. He's got three. Boy, these rims at GMU look so loose. The ball hits it and it shakes. And the iron was kind that time for McKenzie Kloon. Second one coming here for the junior big man. That one no good. The bounce didn't go that time. BG with a rebound up the floor for Hallequist. Hallequist, nice crossover to the bucket. Left-handed layup, no good, but he's fouled. And Hallequist will go to the line. It's BG 28, GMU 26, with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hallequist just kind of saw the Red Sea open there in part, and he took it right to the bucket when it was fouled. Foul will be on Ethan Butts, his first, team's first, here in the second half, and Hallequist gets the first one to go. He's got 15. Second one coming here for Hallequist. BG looking for a four-point lead here, possibly, if he can get this to go. And it's off the back of the rim, no good. So it remains a three-point lead. GMU the rebound as Mackenzie Clune windexes the glass, trying to go coast-to-coast, kicks it back out for Baker, and now for Lockwood at the top of the key. Lockwood into the corner for Bryant Hill. Hill wants that dribble drive, now back out for Baker. Hallequist is right there with a hand in his face. Back off for Hill with 15 on the shot clock. Picks up his dribble and finds Lockwood. Lockwood back for Hill as the shot clock hits 10. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Bounce pass, tries to go to the high post. Intercepted by Hallequist. Goes coast to coast, up off the glass and good. And Hallequist has got 17. He is erupting here in the third quarter. And BG, their biggest lead of the game, 31-26 with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. GMU needs some points and they need it now. Back for Baker on the left side. Baker for Lockwood, and BG is trying to clamp down on defense. Good move here by Lockwood, down low for Clune, up off the glass, no good. Rebound for Wieman, and GMU needs to make some of those chippies inside. Hallequist up the floor to the left side. Hallequist lost the dribble right at half court, but gets it back. Steps in, now into the corner for Cherniak, and he dribbles down for a three. Cherniak gets it to go, his first bucket of the night, and a timeout is taken by GMU. 34-26 the score with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. They might be checking to see if that's a three or a two. We'll see. Either way, we'll be right back here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. 4:50 to go in the third quarter, and BG has opened up a 9-point lead, 35-26. Thanks to Trevor Hallequist, he had 9 at halftime. He's already got 17 here total, and he's done a great job on defense, too. BG has really kind of solidified themselves on defense here, clogging up those passing lanes, forcing GMU into situations they don't want to be in, and the Raiders are going to have to find a way to get some points here. They go to the high post for Butts, down low for Clune, lost control of the ball, now gets it back, kicks it out here for Hill. A three, no good, but Lockwood goes into the land of the trees and comes down with it to the high post for Butts. Steps in, and his little jumper from the foul line, no good. Wieman, a rebound, and the outlet pass for Sean Jones. Jones back across. Hallequist for a three. Got it. Hallequist is heating up, and he's got 20. And it's 37-26. And what was a tight game, BG has blown it wide open. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. GMU needs a rally, and they need it now. And over to the far side for Andy Baker. His three no good. Last touched by BG. Out of bounds. And it will stay with GMU. 3:55 to go in this third quarter. It's 37-26 BG on top of GMU. And they have just opened this lead up over the last 2 minutes. BG on fire, I would say. Back for Lockwood at the top of the key. Goes down low for Butts. Up off the glass. And their layup no good. Clune gets it back and he's fouled. And GMU is just not making these chippies right down low. I mean, Butts did everything but finish there. It was like there was a lid on the rim. And it just rolled around and wouldn't go down. So Clune to the line here. His first shot is good. And Mackenzie Clune now with four. And GMU just trying to keep this in touch. They now trail by 10, 37-27. Bryant Hill is going to come out of the game, and Gavin Bonskowski will check in here for the Raiders. Second shot for Clune in a quiet gymnasium. He puts it up and in. He's got five. And it's 3:45 to go in the third quarter. BG leads GMU 37-28. And here is Hallequist outside the three-point line now for Kyle Rideout. Gets one back for Jones to the high post for Wieman. Spot-up jumper, no good. Ball is loose. Last touched by GMU. It'll stay with BG. With 3.5 to go in the third. And Hollequist will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. And he'll get one into the corner now here for Wiemet. Wiemet tries to go back up top, and he does. Gets it right back into the corner for Hollequist, and he's heating up again. He's got another three-pointer for Trevor Hollequist. He's got 23, and it's 40-28 with 3:15 to go in the third quarter. BG can't miss right now. Back up top, and a steal now by Hollequist. Off to the races, and the layup is up and good for Hollequist. He's got 25, and BG is ahead 42-28 as GMU takes another timeout. With 3:05 to go in the third, Hollequist with 25. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessup House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 2:53 to go in the third quarter. BG boys leading 42-28. And right before we came back, a steal by BG. And off to the races. And a foul here by Hunter Lockwood as he went back to try to block the shot there of Xavier Cherniak. And so Cherniak will step to the line for BG to shoot two. And the first one is no good. Second team foul on GMU and first on Lockwood here in the second half. So the team foul situation, BG with three, GMU with two. Cherniak's second shot is off the mark to the right side of the rim. No good. Rebound for GMU. Let's see if they can get a spark going here late in the third quarter. They trail 42-28, which was a tie ball game at the half, folks, 23-all. BG has just erupted here in this third quarter. Trevor Hollequist now with 25 points for BG. He only had 9 at halftime. GMU will get the ball in with Andy Baker, and he does here to Hollequist, or excuse me, to Lockwood. Across for Ethan Butts, and it's up and good for Ethan Butts, who now has 4 points. And it's 42-30, so GMU has to try to find their way out of a 12-point hole. This was an official timeout here as they stopped the game for a second. Two officials get together for a quick conference, and now we'll get back underway. GMU is going to come with a full-court press here. And let's see if that can maybe get them some steals. Hollequist will get it in. Across for Tommy Palmateer. Down low, up and good. And Palmateer with 6 points off the bench, making GMU pay. And it's 44-30. With 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Down low for Butts. Bangs his way down low, up off the glass, and good for Ethan Butts. And he's got 6 points. It's 44-32. And ahead now for Rideout. Rideout leaves one off here for Cherniak, and BG can take their time here with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter and a comfortable lead. Hollequist at the top of the key. Gets down low. Floating jumper in the lane. Made it. Count the bucket, and he's fouled. Hollequist has got 27. He's having himself a night. And Hollequist will go to the line, try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Again, he's got 27 points. The foul will be on Hunter Lockwood, his second, team second. Boy, that one was tough to call. This looked like a good defensive play. But Hollequist is having a night. Had 23 the other night in the game against Unitego we did. And tonight he's above that and looking to add to it, and he does here. He has 28. And it's 47-32 with a minute 55 to go in the third quarter. Back down the floor for Andy Baker as GMU goes left to right. Bonskowski picks up his dribble. Left side for Baker. Baker gets into the paint. Kicks it out now for Lockwood. Lockwood on a dribble drive back out for Bonskowski at the top of the key. Now for Baker. BG doing a great job of taking away the three. Back across for Lockwood. A deep three is no good. Palmateer cleans the glass, and he's fouled by Butts as he got down the rebound. With a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, and BG is playing some feisty ball here looking to clean up the glass. That'll be the second foul on Ethan Butts, and the team's fourth. Checking into the game for GMU will be Hunter Oliver for Mackenzie Clune with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. And BG will get it in here with Rideout. Ahead now for Hallequist down the left side of the floor. Throws it away against that press. Butts will pick it off and back up the floor for Hunter Lockwood. Lockwood goes down low here for Oliver. Back off for Butts off the glass and good for Ethan Butts. He's got 8 points. And GMU still has some spark here. It's 47-34 with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Cherniak up the floor to the right side. We'll hand one off here for Hallequist. Hallequist, little give and go back for Cherniak. Spot up jumper, no good. Rebound for GMU with a minute to go in the third. Ahead now for Oliver. Oliver puts on the brakes and wisely passes one back out for Baker, who gets tied up. Ball is loose and is going to stay with GMU. Baker just got himself in a tough spot. Lost control, but last touch by the Bobcats. 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Oliver's done a good job for GMU here off the bench. They get it into Lockwood. Lockwood to the left side, gets a wide open three and drains it. Lockwood with 18. He made the defender slip with a nice move and then buries the three to cut it back to 10. 47-37 with 35 seconds to go in the third. Here's Hallequist to the right side, leaving it off for Cherniak. They try to go down low, but Butts will steal it away. And now for Bonskowski. Bonskowski back to Lockwood with 25 seconds to go in the third. Lockwood up the floor. Bounce pass into the corner now for Baker. Baker back for Lockwood. Steps in, wants that three. Got it! Lockwood's got 21, and we got a ball game again. It's 47-40. BG takes a timeout with 14 seconds left in the third. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
14 seconds left here in the third quarter. BG ahead 47-40. GMU's full court press has pulled them back into this, but they still have a little ways to go. Back up the floor. BG with the ball, trying to get one last shot off with 3 seconds left. Now Palmatier in the corner. Back door for Hallequist. Turnaround shot at the buzzer. Got it! Hallequist has got 30. My goodness. And BG leads 49-40 to end the third quarter. Great game here between the Raiders and the Bobcats. And we'll be right back with the fourth quarter here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Young Football Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, Lockwood with a deep three for GMU to start it off. No good, Hallequist a rebound, and he's fouled by Ethan Butts. So to start the fourth quarter, it's BG leading 49-40. Just to give you an idea, Trevor Hallequist with 21 points in the third quarter for BG. He's got 30 on the game. On the other side, Hunter Lockwood has 21 for GMU. So those two are doing a really great job for their respective teams here. So GMU trailing by 9 at home in this non-leaguer here against BG. 7.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here is Sean Jones. Jones at the top of the key. Dribble drive down low. Jones throws one up, no good. Rebound, Tyler Johnson for the Bobcats. Johnson looking for options, finally gets it back out. A fresh shot clock here for BG as they still lead here by 9 points. And Lockwood and Hallequist are going at it one-on-one here on defense. Hallequist on offense at the moment, Lockwood on defense. And the two hottest players on the floor so far tonight in terms of offense are getting after each other on the defensive end of the floor, too. 7:05 to go, fourth quarter. 49-40 is the score. Lockwood up the floor. Bounce pass here for Baker on the right side as GMU goes left to right. Now back for Lockwood. Shouting out signals. Trying to pass it across here for Gavin Bonskowski, the eighth grader still in the game for GMU. Now back to the junior Lockwood. Outside the three-point line for Bonskowski. 15 on the shot clock. Now for Lockwood. Going to drive baseline. Kicks it off for Butts. Up and in. And Ethan Butts is into double figures. He's got 10. And it's 49-42. Oliver stays in the game as Kloon is on the bench here for GMU. And now a foul as they bring it up the floor. This one will be on Lockwood with 6.5 to go in the fourth. And Lockwood went from having no fouls to 3. So he's going to have to check himself here. They need him in this ball game. That's the 6th foul on GMU as a team. 3 on BG. So the next one, BG will be headed to the line for some 1-on-1 action. Now off for Cherniak with 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. Leaves it for Hallequist again, who has 30 points. He had 21 in the third quarter. They go down low for Weemitt. Intercepted, though, by Lockwood. Down the left side of the floor. Lockwood throws it away. A little miscommunication there with Andy Baker out of bounds. I think I combined their last names there. Lockwood and Hallequist. I called them whatever. Lackaquist or something like that. Saying their names so much here tonight because they're doing a great job for both teams. Hallequist down the floor, left side, spot up jumper, no good. And a rebound here by Sean Jones. Back out for Trevor Hallequist. Pump fakes on a three, throws it up, and he's fouled by Bonskowski. With 5:57 to go in the fourth quarter. I think Hallequist sold this one a little bit. He waited for the contact. They went hip to hip as Bonskowski went by. Hallequist waited that extra second, then leaned in for the shot, and they are going to call it a foul. And he's going to get 3 from the line. So Hallequist with 30, looking to add to it here. First one for the junior wearing number 14 is up and good. He has 31. I'll have to ask him after this ball game tonight if this is a career high. Just seems to be something about this gym. We'll talk about that more in a minute. Hallequist, again, is good. He's got 32. Remember that game we did last year here between Franklin and GMU? And it was just a crazy game. I believe there was 18 three-pointers between the two teams. It was like nobody could miss. The third one is off the mark, so 2 out of 3 for Hallequist, but he chases down his own rebound, so he's got 32. And BG leads 51-42. Across, Sean Jones down low, Tyler Johnson blocked out of there by Ethan Butts. And out of play. So 5:45 to go, fourth quarter here tonight on CDO. I'm Nate Lowe. A 51-42 ball game, and Sean Jones will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. He'll get it into Hallequist. Trapped in the corner here by Hunter Lockwood, and Hallequist will get out to the top of the key. GMU in the man-to-man here, trying to get some steals and maybe get some easy points to get back into this game. Down low for Hallequist at the left low block, leaves it off for Weemitt, up off the glass, and good here for Pete Weemitt, and he's got 6. And GMU trails 53-42 with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Lock with a bounce pass here to Baker. Baker has not pulled the trigger on a three in a while. Back out for Lockwood. To the high post for Butts, back for Lockwood. And BG really keeping an eye on him around that three-point line. Now for Baker in the corner. Left that three ball short. Rebound for Cherniak. And an outlet pass to Jones. Jones with a long pass ahead. It was too hard. Went off the glass and bounced right back to Tyler Johnson at the foul line, and BG holds on to possession. We're going to have a timeout taken here by the Bobcats with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's BG 53, GMU 42. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Nate Lovell with you tonight on CDL. We're glad to have you along for this non-league game from GMU as the Raiders host BG. It's been a tight ball game, but BG has opened up a lead 53-42 in the fourth quarter. And now we're going to have a foul on BG as they set up their offense down low. It was going to be on Tyler Johnson for a push-off. And that will be the fifth foul as a team here on BG. So here's the team foul situation. GMU with seven. And BG with fourth. This is actually going to be their fourth. Excuse me. So GMU needs some buckets, and they need them quick. Here's Hunter Lockwood. 21 points so far tonight for GMU. Back off for Andy Baker. Baker now finds Gavin Bonskowski and back out for Lockwood. Down low for Butts. Butts back out. Lockwood feeds one across for Baker on the right side of the floor. Again, goes down low for Butts, and he's fouled with 4:18 to go. BG has played great defense on the exterior out by the three-point line, making sure that Baker and Lockwood, if they're going to get a shot off, they're really going to have to work for it. Butts will inbound the ball underneath the glass for GMU on the baseline, gets it in here for Lockwood. Lockwood for Bonskowski. Kloon is back into the ball game now. Now Bonskowski, a dribble drive up and good for Gavin Bonskowski, and the great eighth grader gets it to go. BG leads 53-44. GMU putting on the press and a steal here by Kloon. Dumps one off for Bonskowski up and good. And he puts it in, and it's 53-46 with 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Jones up the floor, crosses the timeline. Setting up the offense here for the Bobcats to the far side for Hallequist. Mackenzie Kloon guarding him. Now Hallequist gets free. He's got 32 points. Passes down low for Wiemet off the glass and good for Pete Wiemet, who's got eight. And it's 55-46. 3.5 to go here, fourth quarter. GMU trailing. Raiders with the ball. And they go to Bonskowski, who's had the last 4 points for GMU. They try to go in low. It was tipped away, but Lockwood got it back. Now for Butts. Keeps that pivot foot. Doesn't travel. Gets it back across for Bonskowski with 15 on the shot clock for Lockwood. Lockwood at the top of the key. Little dump-off pass here for Baker. 10 on the shot clock. Bonskowski, a three ball. No good. Rebound, Johnson. Johnson gets tied up there with Butts, and a foul here on Ethan Butts. 3:03 to go in the fourth quarter, and Butts is called for the reach-in. And this is going to send Bainbridge-Guilford to the foul line, as that is the eighth foul as a team on GMU and the fourth on Butts. Bonskowski comes out of the ballgame, and Bryant Hill will check back in here for the Raiders. Post-game show coming up. You'll make sure to stay tuned for that. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose from tonight's game. Tyler Johnson, the lefty, gets his second bucket, of the game as his first foul shot goes. He has three total points now. Johnson gives BG a 56-46 lead. Second one coming. Rattles out, no good. And Ethan Butts with a rebound back up the floor for Hunter Lockwood. Steps in for a three, no good. Rebound for Sean Jones. And Jones with an outlet pass here for Hallequist. Hallequist up the floor, almost taken away there by Kloon, and then Hallequist saves the ball and travels. And the ball goes back to GMU. So they're still in this ball game, but they're starting to run out of time here if you're a Raiders fan. They need to get some points in a hurry. They've had a nice little rally several times, but they haven't been able to quite get back in it. Baker for three on the right side, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touched here by Sean Jones, and it will stay with GMU, much to the dismay of the BG faithful. Lockwood will look to get it in and on the baseline, and it's tipped away here by Cherniak. Ahead now for Hallequist, back for Cherniak, and he'll finish. Cherniak with 5 points, and it's 58-46 with 2.5 to go. And up the floor here for Lockwood. Lockwood tries to pass it down low for Butts. Butts saves it, but he stepped on the line, and it will go back to BG with 2:25 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 58-46. Weemitt will inbound the ball, and GMU is still coming with that full-court press. But is it too little too late here for the Raiders? And a foul on Mackenzie Clune as Hallequist got tied up with him, trying to break free to get the ball. So that's going to be, actually they're going to say this one is on Hallequist with 2:23 to go. And so Hallequist is called for the foul there as he tried to create some separation. GMU takes a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 2:23 left. It's BG 58, GMU 46. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
2:20 to go in the fourth quarter. GMU trailing at home here in a non-leaguer against BG, 58-46. Been a good game, but BG with a huge third quarter to blow this one open in this boys' contest. Lockwood on the left side. He's got 21, looking to add to it. Gets it back out for Baker for three. That one won't go down, and a rebound for BG. And the Bobcats look to get it up the floor here with Jones to the right side. Jones holding on to it as the Bobcats willing to just choose some clock here as Clune is whistled for a foul. And this is going to send Hallequist to the line as that is the ninth team foul against GMU. Post-game show will be coming up. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Trevor Hallequist with 32 points tonight. He had 9 at halftime. So you do the math, folks. As Hallequist buries the first foul shot, he's got 33 points. He had 21 alone in the third quarter. He hit that little jumper from the left side at the buzzer to cap off the third quarter, and it was just, he couldn't miss. Hallequist, the second one, is good. He's got 34. 60-46. BG on top. With 1:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Clune. Dribble drive to the bucket, and he's fouled. Clune going for that little Dr. J finger roll, and he's brought down and will go to the line. So that's going to be the sixth team foul here on Bainbridge-Guilford, the third. Actually, the seventh on Bainbridge-Guilford, the third on Pete Weeman. Clune to the line. First one, no good. Off the front of the rim, and he has 5 points tonight. Missed that last game with injury. You wonder if that's hampering him a little bit here tonight. The big guy usually puts up a few more. Second one is good here for Clune. He's got 6. GMU will take a timeout, and so will we. With a minute 48 to go in the fourth quarter, the BG boys leading GMU 60-47. We'll be right back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Out of the timeout, GMU with the ball. They trail 60-47 with a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. Do the Raiders have anything left in the tank here? A steal by BG, but right back, and Butts lays it up but misses the right-handed layup. Couldn't get it to go, and the BGs will, Bobcats will clean up the loose ball here, and back up the floor they go. With Sean Jones. Jones falls down to the floor. He gets tied up. And BG is going to take a timeout with a minute 19 to go in the fourth quarter. 60-47 is the score. BG Boys on top. And we'll take a 30-second break here with a minute 19 left. We'll come right back. BG Boys leading GMU 60-47 here tonight, live from GMU on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. A minute 20 to go in the fourth quarter out of that timeout. BG with the ball. And a 60-47 lead thanks to 34 points tonight from Trevor Hallequist. He has played excellent. A foul here on Hunter Lockwood as BG gets the ball in with a minute 15 left. This was a tie game at halftime. 23-23 was really a tight one before BG just got the hot hand in the third quarter. GMU started to kind of chip away at it. But after that, they just could not get themselves out of that hole. Cherniak with the first foul shot, up and good. He's got six. And the second one coming here for BG. Cherniak at the line, and no good. Rebound for Butts. BG is already back on defense here. They didn't stand up at the line. So Lockwood goes to Kloon, down low for Butts. Now back for Kloon. Steps up, and he's fouled. So Kloon is going to go to the line with 6 points. Is that foul on Wiemet with a minute 5 left. And the Bobcats, a 61-47 lead. Pretty even matchup here tonight. BG, you know, could have really gone either way. Either one of these teams, I think, could have gotten hot and pulled away. But tonight, it's the Bobcats, and they are finding themselves at the right time of the season with a tough MAC schedule ahead for sure. As the substitutes will come in here for Gilbert Svalmont Upton, Lockwood will stay in, but the rest of the starters will head to the bench tonight with 1:05 to go in the fourth quarter here. Kloon to the line here. Looking to finish this up here for GMU. Second one no good. Kloon looking for his own rebound. Can't get to it. Sean Jones gathers up the basketball and leaves it for Trevor Hallequist here with a minute to go. Hallequist closely guarded here by Kloon. GMU is going to go down to the final minute here, fighting on defense. BG working the ball around with 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Hallequist, a good bounce pass back to Jones. 40 seconds to go as they go to Wiemet at the high post. Back out for Hallequist. 10 on the shot clock here as BG will have to do something shortly. He'll take it to the rim, up, and good for Hallequist. And that's the kind of night it's been. He's got 36. BG leads 63-47. Back the other way for the Raiders. A shot for Zach Pope is off the rim and no good. And BG, probably with the last rebound of the night with 20 seconds left, will walk it up the floor. And here is Hallequist across midcourt and to the left side here for Cherniak, and they'll eat up the clock here as it looks like BG will take this one tonight. 63-47 behind 36 points from Trevor Hallequist as the BG fans are on their feet saluting a great effort here tonight. We'll be back with the postgame show in just a minute. The BG boys defeat GMU 63-47. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to GMU. Just confirmed with Trevor Hallequist as he walked past our broadcast table here. I said, career high? He said, how many? I said, 36. He goes, nope, 38. And I do remember that game last year where he had 38. But a great night for him. Really created that separation in the third quarter for Bainbridge Guilford as they come away with a 63-47 victory here tonight. It was a tie ball game at halftime, and BG comes away with the victory here tonight, again thanks to 36 points from Trevor Hallequist. Let's go through our scoring summary here first before we do our three awards tonight. First for visiting BG, 36 points again from Trevor Hallequist, 8 from Pete Wiemet, 6 from Tommy Pommetier, 6 also from Xavier Cherniak, 4 points from Sean Jones, and 3 from Tyler Johnson here tonight. For GMU on the other side, a great night from Hunter Lockwood, who finishes with 21 points. 10 points from Ethan Butts, 6 from Mackenzie Clune, 4 from Gavin Bonskowski, 3 from Andy Baker, and 2 from Bryant Hill in the effort tonight for GMU. Let's get into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been serving the Tri-County area for over 150 years. NBT Bank is proud to support local sports here on WCDO, and I think we have to choose Trevor Hallequist here tonight with 36 points. Just a great effort, 21 points alone in the third quarter, and just got it done here tonight to really create that separation for BG, and they never looked back after that. So Trevor Hallequist is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner here tonight. The NBT Mang Dynamic Defense Award is next. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang, we insure your life. I'm going to go with Sean Jones tonight here for BG. We usually pick two guys from the winning team and one from the losing team. If it was the other way around, I think you could go Ethan Butts from GMU, who was tremendous down low with those blocks. But I think since Sean Jones on the winning team here tonight, 4 points, but played great defense, really scrappy. And I thought BG did a good job down low on the glass competing with some of those GMU big guys. So we'll give Sean Jones our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, of course brought to you by ACCO and Sydney, a proud local employer and happy to support local athletics here on CDO. We'll give that to Hunter Lockwood tonight, 21 points for GMU. And I thought when they had that spark late in the third quarter, he hit a couple of three-pointers there, got GMU back in this game. But it was just too little too late, could not dig out of that hole. But Lockwood was a factor all night here tonight and just did a fantastic job. So Hunter Lockwood for GMU, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Again, a special thank you to the Certified Auto Outlet and Johnston Funeral Home, some of our special sponsors here for tonight's game. Want to mention them. And a great contest here tonight as, again, BG wins 63-47. That'll do it here from GMU tonight. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios in Sydney. Just a great contest. We'll be back on the air on Friday down in Sydney as the Warrior Boys host Unadilla Valley. We'll be on at 6:50 with our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Tip off between 7 and 7:15, so don't miss that one. And, of course, next week we'll be back with even more games. You can check out our full schedule at WCDOsports.com. Again, 63-47, BG Downs, GMU Boys tonight in a non-leaguer on the road. I'm Nate Lowe. Have a great night from CDO Sports.